I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
What are you eating?
I call this Turf and Turf. It's a 16-ounce T-bone and a 24-ounce porterhouse. Also, whiskey and a cigar. I'm going to consume all of this at the same time because I am a free America.
Thank you, Ron Swanson, a.k.a. Mark Cox.
Oh, come on.
He reminds me so much of you. He really does.
The character, not the actor, right?
No, not Nick Offerman. You couldn't be farther away from Nick Offerman and his liberal beliefs. No, I'm talking about the one and only Ron Swanson, one of my favorite shows, Parks and Recreation. The dude loves meat. So he would absolutely hate what is going on right now in Florida. Because this California company that uses animal cells to grow meat, chicken, and seafood in a laboratory is suing the state of Florida because earlier this year, Ron DeSantis signed a bill that bans the growth, if you will, of fake meat in these laboratories. You can't sell the fake meat. That law, by the way, in Florida just took effect in July. So this California company that grows its meat in a laboratory is like, no, you can't do that. This is unfair. Listen to part of the report that I saw in this story.
The states simply do not have the power to wall themselves off from products that have been approved by the USDA and the FDA. And if consumers don't like the idea of cultivated meat, there's a simple solution. They don't have to eat it.
Florida's Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson called the lawsuit ridiculous in a statement. Quote, lab-grown meat is not proven to be safe enough for consumers, and it is being pushed by a liberal agenda to shut down farms. Leave the Franken meat experiment to California.
You need meat, okay?
And Franken meat.
We're going to have meat in Florida. Like, we're not going to. We're going to have fake meat.
That, first of all, meat. I love that, Franken meat. The meat grown in a lab using animal cells is just disgusting. That sounds terrible to me. And yeah, could you just decide not to eat the fake meat? Absolutely. But I think there is a valid point in saying, what's your motive here with the farming industry?
That's exactly what the motive
is. And they're able to put things into it. Like, remember the whole COVID vaccine and the mRNA and all of the things, and they've found ways to get it into meat. So now if you refuse to get the COVID shot in your arm, there's a chance you would eat it. So that's another concern, is the control that they would have over that. And this whole argument of, well, it was approved by the FDA. Da, da, da. You know how much junk they approve
that
should never be consumed, and yet it is? Because guess what? Money talks.
Yes, but they would have to put that on the label. I mean, the bigger issue here for me is it sounds disgusting. And I feel pretty confident that if I sat down at a restaurant and they gave me a burger made with that, I don't know. I can't tell you that I would know the difference. But if I knew what it was that I was eating, I would not order it. I wouldn't order it.
Yeah. Because
and I think that I think DeSantis is on the right track here to raise awareness about this, whether his ban ultimately is legal or not, because it is the people it's hurting directly are farmers.
I mean, right.
But you know, if you're that worried, as some sort of a humaniac is the best term I've heard for them, that you shouldn't eat meat because they had to kill an animal to do that. You know, suck it up, Buttercup. Life is rough, as Candace Owens says. Wear a helmet. For millions of years, humans have existed on a meat-based diet.
Well, I believe God.
You're not going to change that just because you've decided it's cruel to the animals who have to die so you can eat. Do me a favor, never go hunting with me.
I do think God put animals on this planet for us. Like, I think that is for humans and consumption things. I mean, obviously, there's animals we don't eat. that serve a different, you know, very important purpose, like a bee. I'm not going to go cook a bee, but obviously they serve a very important purpose. But I think like cows, pigs, I think those were put on our planet for us to eat. Now, do I think that there are some practices that are not the best when it comes to their care? Yeah. I'm not saying they should have the red carpet rolled out for them, but, you know, they should probably be treated humanely. But that's, I'm more concerned with, like, we need to make sure that we have a sustainable amount of food. I mean, that to me is the issue.
Correct.
And so, yeah, I don't know if I'm the kind of person who could actually go out and hunt, but I have no problem with hunting, if that makes sense.
Well, you eat deer meat all the time.
I love deer. Well, it's kind of gamey. If you cook it in the right way, it's really good.
You got to prepare
it. But I don't know if I could be the one to go shoot it. Maybe. I'm kind of working up to that. Because my husband goes every year.
You would be fine with it.
I don't know.
Right? There's something born into us that allows you to do that.
If I had to, I absolutely
would. If the world went to hell tomorrow, you'd be out there with a .22 trying to kill squirrels. Because you have to eat.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people would be doing what they say they would never do if
right,
push came
exactly.
to shove. By the way, this nasty fake meat we're talking about is different than impossible meat, which, by the way, you can find everywhere now. The plant-based meat, because so many people are vegetarian now, and this is what they go to. I mean,
do you know that's an Indian word, vegetarian? Translates into bad hunter.
I was waiting to see what joke you were going to make
saying,
about that.
It is.
Notice Carl didn't give you a ba-dum-bum. Yeah, you got crickets, Mark. Now, I thought Mark translated into bad hunter.
Yeah, that too. I don't know. I put meat on the table. And at the end of the day, you can't get away from the fact that I will eat a salad on occasion. But generally speaking, it's the food that my food eats, too.
Yeah.
Salad.
Yeah.
Grass.
I think that there is...
Grass-fed beef.
I think there's an ulterior motive here, and I'm not a fan of knowing that meat is grown in a laboratory using animal cells. If you want to go eat impossible meat, the plant-based stuff, that I guess I don't see that as quite the same. I don't know. I've actually had impossible meat just out of curiosity to try it. It's definitely not the same, but it's not terrible tasting. Have you tried it?
Oh, hell no.
See, this is why you remind me of Ron Swanson. Even me suggesting that, you're like, absolutely not. How dare you even ask me that question?
We've had this debate on the air here before, and we did a sample test in the studio, and I believe Trisha and Denise were in on that a few years back, and they tried the Impossible Burger. I declined. And had a regular hamburger.
So, come on.
I don't want to try. I have no desire to try it. I don't care that you think you've found some way to mash up vegetables and try to make them taste like a hamburger. No.
So are you saying you would be more open to trying lab-grown meat over an Impossible burger?
Probably.
Really?
But because I think the consistency and the flavor would be there, that doesn't mean I like the idea of lab-grown meat.
But it was grown in a Petri dish.
Well, it's probably bigger than a Petri dish.
Not to start out. It comes from animal cells.
I agree.
I don't know.
I'd like it. I'm just saying it's probably a pretty close approximation to the real thing instead of an Impossible Burger, which isn't. It's vegetables.
Can you get fake meat anywhere in Missouri? Because I'm pretty sure Florida is the only state, from what I've seen, that has this law banning fake meat.
There were two states that had banned it. I don't know if it was Louisiana
or Missouri.
Texas, one of the other two. There's a law set to go into effect. They're banning it as well.
So can you get fake meat here in Missouri?
I don't know.
Literally and figuratively, it is growing.
Ugh.
Yeah, as we speak right now on the air, Mark, there is meat growing somewhere in a laboratory that you could have for dinner in the coming weeks. I wonder how long it takes to grow a hamburger.
It's like an evil scientist thing. Like, when they grow it, does it just automatically grow into a patty? Or do they still have to grind it up?
They have, like, little cookie cutters, and they just decide what shape they wanted it. Fauci has anything to do? He's probably sponsored by, like, Fauci or something. He's behind all of this nasty
probably came out
lab-grown
of the lab in Wuhan
fake meat.
Originally. No thank you. No thanks, Kim.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.